Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When everything else is crumbling around us, in the darkest hour of your life, God will never fail you. God uses storms to teach us that we need Him every day and every hour of our lives. God teaches us through those storms that He is all-powerful, that He is mighty, and that He alone is in control of planet Earth. Just about the time humanity begins to feel invincible, God cranks up the engines of Mother Earth and shakes us until we feel as helpless as a child. He demonstrates His absolute control of the world and the control of our lives by the storms He sends and the storms He conquers. God uses storms to shake us out of our comfort zone into a position of complete dependence on Him for our survival. In 60 years of ministry, I have listened to stories of heartache, betrayal, honest confession of intentional sin, reckless and foolish choices. I have listened to sobbing voices express the fear of tomorrow, the bitterness that's in their heart, the rejection that they have felt, the unforgiveness, the rage, the abandonment, the lack of self-confidence, the insecurity that can cripple the mind from the failure that they have been through. All of these are storms. Some of you here and many of you watching by television are going through a storm right now. Some of you, it is a make or break kind of storm. The God we serve is the master of wind and waves. He is the chain breaker and He is the way maker. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. It is His voice that penetrates the darkness. He is still the light of the world. He is the Lord of glory. He is still the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is still our companion in the valley of the shadow of death. He is our hope. He is our fortress. He is our high tower. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He is the sea walker and the blind man healer. He is the champion of death, hell, and the grave. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God, heaven's hope and hell's dread. Give Him praise in the heavens. Today, we talk about the storm of failure. Read with me from verse 23. And when He had entered into the ship, His disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but He was asleep. And His disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds of the sea obey him. Father God, we have come to the house of the Lord today to discover what manner of man is this that controls the universe, and yet we are so reluctant to call upon him in the day of adversity. Our lives have been scarred by storms. We come today now to ask you to say, peace be still, to every life here and those watching who are in a desolate time of great failure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Revelation 3:15. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The Idris translation of this verse is simple. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. You have to make a decision. The Bible does not allow us to sit on the fence. No wonder why the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 5 verse 37, let your yes be a yes or your no be a no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. But my favorite translation of this verse is from the Passion Translation. It states, a simple yes or no will suffice. Anything beyond this springs from a deceiver. Wow, the Bible is so blunt. There is no such thing as spiritual neutrality. There is light and there is darkness. There is holiness and there is unholiness. There is righteousness and there is unrighteousness. There is pride or there is humility. Often we need to do self-assessment. We need to assess whether we are hot or cold for the things of God. One may ask how. Just remember the enthusiasm and the zeal that you had when you first gave your life to Christ. Do we faithfully attend church services? Do we faithfully attend prayer services? Do we faithfully have a private prayer life? Are we faithful in our reading of the Word of God? Or are we in the habit of neglecting our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Hebrews 10:25. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. History is moving. The clock is ticking. Matthew 24:40. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other will be left. The lukewarm will be left. Two women will be grinding with their hand in the mill. One will be taken. The other will be left. The lukewarm will be left. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. Salvation is an individual journey. In better words, it's a process, and you and I must mature in our own salvation. On that day, when we stand before the Lord, we will stand alone. Salvation is an individual journey. Notice how the two men were together in the field, but both of them had a different destiny. One was taken and the other was left. Let me just remind you, the days of group salvation are over. They ended with Moses delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. You won't enter the kingdom of heaven based on your mother or your father or your wife or your husband's salvation. You as an individual need to have a personal committed relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. It is a commitment to serve God with all your heart. It is a commitment to love your neighbor with all your heart. God is committed to you. God is a God that is committed to you. He woke you up this morning. He kept you through the night. He protected you when you were lost. He kept you. That's why that accident didn't take you. He kept you. That's why that disease didn't take you. He kept you. That's why you are still standing today. He kept you. That's why all the hell that you've been through did not destroy you. He kept you. That's why you're still standing. There are people who have been through what you've been through and didn't make it. But God kept you because He's committed to you. Now, are you telling me you won't return the same level of commitment to the God that holds your life in His hand? Do you pray to Him? Do you seek Him? Do you love Him?
My message tonight, winning the lost one at a time. One at a time.
Some of the battles that you're fighting started long before you got here. That's part of why you're tired. Some things that we fight are generational. So when John is describing Jesus, Matthew gives you the genealogy, but he does it through the people. John starts way before that and says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And if you go all the way to the back of John's gospel, he says, "These things were written about Jesus that you may know and believe and have life in His name." But he says something crazy. He says, "These are just a few of the things that He did." He said, "I just gave you what you could handle. I just want to give you a glimpse of who He is by showing you what He did."
You need a proper view of who Jesus is. Because when you really know who Jesus is, it changes how you worship. I know I'm right about that. Once you realize He's not just a man upstairs, once you realize He's not just some higher power, but He's God in the flesh. Have I got a witness here? Once you realize that it was Jesus who woke you up this morning, Jesus that opens doors for you and makes your life make sense, Jesus who died for you on the cross, Jesus who kept you from losing your mind during your divorce, Jesus who helped you to raise your children by yourself, Jesus who let you run on that car with fumes in the gas tank until you get paid next Friday. When you know it was nobody but Jesus who's making that boy come home after you've been praying for him, when you realize who He is, it changes how you worship.
You stop worrying about who likes you and who does not like you and who's on your side, who's talking about you. That no longer bothers you once you get a good view of Jesus Christ. Have I got a witness? If you know you've been saved, if you know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
that changes your priorities, that changes even how you get up to come to church. Somebody here over 50, or somebody who was raised in the house or in a family with some old people, will help me testify.
The world is so set on tearing itself apart, it doesn't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
Everybody else is doing it.
You mean everybody else?
Everybody else jumps in, does things quick without thinking, like the damn idiot fools we were.
What is it you want of me? I don't understand.
Lord, help me get one more.
Division will not stop us from reaching the lost who are dying without Christ. Financial crisis will not stop us. Whatever the world goes into, oh, from this point forward, it will not stop us. We will get up under the burden of carrying Jesus into all the world. The church was not built on stallions, the strong and the powerful. He chose lowly people, the fishermen. He chose normal people, ordinary people, just common people. That would get up under the load. If you don't carry a load, if you're not willing to have a burden about church, about the kingdom, about souls, about the nation, you ought to get a burden about the lost and the multitudes of people who are godless. And if you're not willing to do that, I don't care how much talent you've got. I don't care how much power you've got. I don't care how wealthy you are. You're not worth much to Jesus. The first thing he looks for when he decides if he's going to use and choose you is, can you get a burden? Can you carry a burden? It's a burden to carry Jesus. Burden of Jesus Christ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.